Ohio Department of Health Director Amy Acton says the state is providing schools, parents, and students with information about the dangers of vaping and free vaping cessation treatments. Acton says people between 16 and 26 are the ones hospitalized with vaping-related lung problems.
In 1 year, vaping went up 78% in high schoolers and 48% in middle schoolers.
But Ohio Vaping Trade Association President James Jarvis says reputable dealers are adamant about not selling to young people.
Coming from the internet. It's pretty unrestricted on the internet. All you need is a debit card and an address.
Jarvis says most are vaping to stop smoking cigarettes, but anti-vaping advocates say it's still not completely safe. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.